The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Well, good morning to you. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Would love to hear from you this morning. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. The Grits Girls are in studio this morning.
Woohoo!
Woo! It's Christmas time.
It's the most wonderful.
Yeah, come on, Taylor, bring it down.
Of the year.
Woo! I love
it. No one asked for that. That was so good.
Wow. Hey, it was great. We don't have to ask for it. We know they want it, so it's okay.
My dad's a musician. He's ashamed right now.
Your dad is so cool, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
He is such a rock star.
He did not think that was just cool. He's like, she's not mine.
I'm disowning that one. Okay. So let's, I want to backtrack a little bit and look back in time at how everybody's Thanksgiving was and how things went for the Thanksgiving season at Great Southern.
Thanksgiving was so good.
It was good. We did so many grab and goes too.
So many grab and goes.
On top of all the restaurants being super packed.
Right.
Grab and go was such a hit this year. I think we did over 200 packages. Yeah.
That's so good.
It was good, and we love to see it.
I like that people did something a little bit more relaxing and just ordered their food and chilled.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me
feel
happy.
Sign of the times.
Yeah.
Exactly. For sure.
Sign of the times.
Sign of the times.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Your baby's first Thanksgiving.
It was my baby's first Thanksgiving. He stayed home. We didn't do the family thing because, you know, not fun to have a sick baby.
No.
So he stayed home with dad, and I took the older boys over to their uncle's house, and they got to play with all the farm animals. So it was good. Thanksgiving was
nice.
Good.
The farm animals.
Yeah. He lives on a big lake out in Cantonment, and they've got
so
horses
fun.
And peacocks and chickens and ducks.
Peacocks. That's the best.
And the very large pig. It's a good time out there.
Oh my gosh, I want to go.
I know. Why weren't we invited?
That's
you can come
fun.
Next year.
I know. I saw you were chasing a horse this weekend.
Oh, I had a wild time too. I worked a wedding and some farm animals got loose. So I was chased not only by a mini horse, a large horse, a goat, and what looked to be like a warthog. I wasn't sure, but...
Oh, my goodness. It was truly entertaining to watch.
I'm glad. It was terrifying.
I bet.
Never a dull moment.
Like, the horse could definitely do some damage. But I think that overall, you created some memories.
Oh, for sure.
And of all the people that I know, I feel like you would be the one to get chased down.
I know. Everyone said that. And
by a warthog.
A mini horse. It was a mini horse.
They're, like, supposed to be gentle.
They're not. They're aggressive.
They are mean.
It was aggressive.
What's the name of that mini horse from Parks and Rec?
Oh, my gosh.
You know who I'm talking about, though. Yes. And they
he
loved
was like
that.
The
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Little Sebastian.
You got chased down by
little
an icon.
Sebastian. I did.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. All right. Let's hop into December at Great Southern Restaurants.
Well, we are getting into the Christmas spirit. If you haven't visited us yet, all of our Christmas decorations are up. We have a 12-foot Christmas tree at the Fish House in the Breezeway, which is always a lot of fun. If you're feeling festive, come snap some pics. Come hang out. And, of course, too, speaking of Christmas, Winterfest is going on downtown, if you didn't know. I'm sure you've seen some stuff on Facebook and Instagram, but that is just so much fun.
Everybody needs to go do that.
Yes.
Whether you have kids or not, be a kid. Go do it.
Agreed. Come get in the Christmas spirit. So the first event that we actually have is going to be ABC class, which... You know, not festive, but we like to make it festive. We're featuring Founders Brewing Co. from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And if you don't know what our ABC classes are, it stands for Atlas Beverage Class. And the whole goal of these events is to showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community. I say this every single month, but it is true. Every time you turn around, there's a new brewery, a winery, a distillery, something's happening. So we like to have somebody from each brewery or wherever come speak a little bit about it. We'll taste some of the beer, and it's paired with tapas plates. Words are hard today.
Tapas style plates. You got
tapas
it. You nailed
style
it.
Plates. It's four courses. And like I said, it's going to be paired with whoever we're featuring that month. Like I said, we're featuring Founders, so it is beer. And I will go over the menu really quick. The first beer we're having is the All Day IPA. That's going to be paired with Tomato Joe Cracker Fried Green Tomatoes. The next beer is All Day Vacay, paired with Fresh Burrata. The third beer has a special name that I'm not going to say on air, but if you want to look it up, you can. And that's going to be paired with an open-faced eggplant parmesan sandwich. And then the last beer is going to be a porter, and that's going to be paired with almond fudge Napoleon and caramelized pears. So we have two seatings for the event, one at 5 and one at 7. We do still have some seats available for both. If you are interested, just give me a call, 850-287-0200, or you can email me at taylor@goodgrits.com.
Nice. Very nice.
Words are hard today.
No, that's good. I got what you were saying. We all got it. And you, if you want to know this special beer, you have to go and check it out.
Yeah, yeah, check it out. It's online.
Very
good. Don't know if I can say it on air.
I don't know either, but I'm going to go with a no just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Just go visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
That's right.
It's listed for you.
Speaking of Great Southern Restaurants, anything we talk about today, which we know it can be a lot, just go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. It's all listed on the left-hand side. You can find everything you need to know right there. Or, of course, we say this every time, you can contact your Grits girls, Lauren at Good Grits or Taylor at Good Grits, and we can answer any questions that you guys might have.
That's right.
Moving along, do we want to touch on holiday hours for each?
I think we should.
Okay. I won't do every single thing, but starting with Fish House, let's start with Christmas
Eve.
Let me scroll down and find it. Christmas Eve. Thank you very much. We will be serving lunch and dinner all day. So lunch service from 11 to 3, and then dinner service 3 p.m. until. And then for Christmas Eve over at Jackson's, we'll be open for lunch 11 to 2, dinner service from 5 to 10. I'll go ahead and touch on Five Sisters and Ange.
Go for it.
Five Sisters will be serving lunch from 11 to 4 and dinner from 4 to 9. And over at Angelina's, we'll be open for lunch 11 to 2 and dinner from 5 to 10 o'clock.
I'll pull Christmas Day for you.
Okay, thank you.
Christmas Day, all of our restaurants are going to be open for the evening. Fish House, Jackson's, and Angelina's all are going to open at 5 p.m. Five Sisters is going to open at 4. And you can give a call to Jackson's or Angelina's to make reservations. Fish House and Five Sisters are walk-in only. Feel free to visit Jackson's or Angelina's website to make a reservation directly on there. And moving on to New Year's Eve. Taylor, you want to take that over?
I will. The Fish House, we're going to be open for lunch and dinner. Lunch from 11 to 3, dinner from 3 until. Over at Jackson's, dinner service only from 5, starting at 5 p.m. Over at Five Sisters, we'll be open for lunch and dinner. Lunch from 11 to 4, dinner from 4 to 9. And over at Angelina's, we will open for dinner at 5 p.m.
Yay. And actually, we skipped over Sunday, December 26th. We are actually going to be closed company-wide. So the Fish House, Jackson Steakhouse, Five Sisters, Blues Cafe, and Angelina's will all be closed on Sunday, December 26th.
Oh, I love that.
Just a heads up.
Yes.
Give everybody a little break.
Giving our employees a little time to be with their family.
Very good. I like that.
Yes. And New Year's Day, Fish House is going to be open at 5 o'clock. Jackson's will be open at 5 o'clock. Angelina's will be open at 5. And Five Sisters will be open at 4. And it is a lot of information. We've got a press release on the website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Left-hand side, it is holiday hours at Great Southern Restaurants. Everything is listed out for you right there to view.
And it's also up on our Facebook pages as well.
That's right.
Our next event that we have going on is over at Jackson's, and it is our Deck the Halls event. In celebration of the holidays and back by popular demand, Jackson's will present three special lunch events, Deck the Halls, on Saturday, December 4th, Saturday, December 11th, and Saturday, December 18th. So every Saturday leading up until Christmas. We have once again teamed up with the Pensacola Opera to present a lunch filled with holiday cheer, featuring costume carolers strolling from table to table, singing all of the traditional carols and your holiday favorites. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of the same people come every single year. It's their tradition with their family to kind of get in the holiday spirit. They're all going to be dressed up in like their Charles Dickens style outfits. It's
nice.
So much fun.
It's a really cute event.
It is. It's so much fun. And like I said, it's the three Saturdays leading up to Christmas, and there are two seatings for the event, one at 10:30 and one at 1 o'clock. You do need to make reservations to save your seat for the event, and you can do that by calling Jackson's at 850-469-9898.
And over at Angelina's, we are doing something similar, but we are going to do it the Sundays leading up to Christmas. It is the Carols on the Coast events. It is going to be a holiday brunch over at Angelina's featuring the Pensacola Children's Chorus. These kids are so fun to watch. They love performing. They take requests. They're so cute. They walk around.
And it's just so cute.
They are so cute, and they're the sweetest kids. So that is going to be Sunday, December 5th. 12th and 19th. It's brunch service, two seatings, 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. I can't talk this morning either.
It's okay. Neither can I.
It's okay. We're doing it. We're doing this.
Seating is limited for these events, so you do need to call and make a reservation for this. Angelina's 850-542-8398. Send me an email. I can do it for you. Go to the website. Everything is listed there for both Deck the Halls and the Carols on the Coast events.
Okay, so did we, we're at Jackson's. We've made it through Jackson's.
We made it through Jackson's, okay. And then Angelina's.
Okay, very good. And now we're through Angelina's. Very nice.
Next up,
do we want to talk about grab and go first or New Year's Eve for the restaurant?
Yeah, I figured there was a pretty good grab and go happening.
You know, let's go ahead and just get through the holiday grab and go so everybody knows what we are doing for
I'm so excited.
Christmas
don't delay.
And New Year's.
Don't delay.
Do not delay. It is, we figured this out for Thanksgiving. We did not expect Thanksgiving to blow up as fast as it did.
Okay.
It went so fast this year.
So we usually have a cutoff day. We had to cut off early because mm-hmm. There were so many people. So do not wait to put in your order for this. If you want to get something, please, please go ahead and put it in now.
Especially if it's your, you know, if it's your plan and that's something you're planning on, go ahead and do it now.
And who are y'all featuring this month?
We are featuring Five Sisters.
Nice.
Yes. Five Sisters is our grab and go place. So we've got the Christmas meal, which includes a 3-pound Creole mustard glazed ham, green bean casserole, roasted potatoes, roasted carrots, chess pie, and dinner rolls. This package feeds six. It is $65 plus tax. Orders are being taken now, and really it's until supplies last or Monday, December 20th, whichever comes first. To make that order, just give our events department a call, 850-433-9450, or send an email over to events@goodgrits.com.
I had to just Google what chess pie is.
It is kind of like a sugar pie. It is. I've never had it before until I...
Sugar pie.
Sugar pie. Oh, I said it in my head like that. Oh, my gosh. Get out of my head.
Stop. I wasn't even looking at you. We did it.
Oh. We are all on the same level today.
This is a sugar pie. You know what?
Pie.
Okay, is. This is great. Maybe that's another... what that song is made about.
Maybe. Okay. Another name for it is poor man's pie.
Oh.
So I don't know
if...
I'm
not going to call it that.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but some people, when they're asking you what it's like, they'll say that because that's what they refer to it as, because it's very minimal ingredients, but it is delicious.
Very minimal.
So good, though.
There's like only 7 things on the list to make it. Anyways, I had to... I didn't know if a lot of people knew what chess pie was. If you do... you can let me know. They love when I don't know something, letting me know how they know it and sending me all the recipes. 850-437-1620. Okay, so the grab and go.
Yes.
How much was it again?
It is $65 plus tax. It feeds six. And then we also have our New Year's Eve package, which you can place now. They're going to be taken until noon on Tuesday, December 28th. The New Year meal includes smoked brisket, collard greens, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. So it's kind of your traditional New Year's dish, mm-hmm. if that's what you guys do. I don't know if it's a penny or a dime. Which one is it that you put in the dish for good luck,
oh,
right?
I was about to say, isn't it a baby? But that's not.
No, that's Mardi Gras.
A baby?
No.
You put the baby a plastic in the black baby. Eyed peas.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember. It's either a dime or a penny.
I've never gotten it, so I don't know.
I don't know. But it is, you know, if that's something you do every year and you don't feel like cooking it, just get it from us.
You don't have to.
This package feeds six again, and it is $45 plus tax. Again, you can give our events team a call, 850-433-9450, or send an email to events@goodgrits.com. We know it's a lot. Visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com. You can check out all the information listed there, or give us a call here. We can help you out, or send us an email.
Yeah.
All right, now let's jump into New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Let's start.
What's happening New Year's Eve?
We got something happening at every restaurant.
That's right. Okay, right.
So let's start with the Fish House. Ring in the new year with us at Fish House December 31st. We're going to be open for lunch service, like we said before, 11 until 3, and then dinner service beginning at 3. We'll be serving our standard dinner menu all day. But in addition, our chef de cuisine, Chef John Huggins, will be offering some special dinner features to celebrate the occasion. One of those is the warm crab, spinach, and artichoke dip with grilled Emerald Coast baguette. The second option is the Parmesan-crusted grouper with sautéed assorted mushrooms and gnocchi. And then, let's see. Oh, and that's also finished with a lobster cream sauce. And then for dessert, Chef David Williams has created a sticky toffee pudding with orange chocolate bark and whipped cream. And we're also going to be offering bottles of GH Mum Grand Cordon Brut for $45. We are not accepting reservations at the Fish House. It's all going to be walk-ins. But you're also more than welcome to, little hostess tip for you. You're more than welcome to call the hostess stand at any time, no matter what day it is, just to check on the wait time, if we have one, what it's running. And to do that, you just call the restaurant 850-470-0003. No reservations. Over at Jackson's, same kind of thing. We're going to be open for lunch service from 11 to 2, and then dinner service will begin at 5. And in addition to our standard menu, which we will be serving, Chef Irv...
We are not open for lunch over at Jackson's on New Year's Eve.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So sorry about that.
Listen, don't go to Jackson's.
Not for lunch.
Don't go to lunch.
Not for lunch.
Oh, no. Don't listen to me.
Fish House is open.
Fish House is open for lunch. Okay, yeah.
And Five Sisters is open as well.
For lunch. Yes. Jackson's is not.
And Angelina's is
Whoopsie
not either.
Daisy.
They are both open at night.
Why is everything so hard for me today?
It's all listed on the same page. We're just reading from different paragraphs.
Sorry about that, guys. Just dinner, and we'll be serving the standard dinner menu all day. But in addition, just like Fish House, Chef Irv Miller has created some special dinner features to celebrate the occasion. Let's start with the first one is going to be roasted Anjou pear and gorgonzola cheese with arugula, candied walnut and champagne shallot vinaigrette, and bell pepper confetti. Festive.
Yum.
Lobster gratin with Florida wild mushrooms, sherry cream sauce, and fresh tarragon. And then a 16-ounce prime New York strip with garlic and thyme butter, scalloped potatoes, and roasted rainbow carrots. And we will also, in addition, be offering glasses of Piper Sonoma Champagne for $5. We are accepting reservations. You must make a reservation. And to do that, just call Jackson's 850-469-9898.
Yay. And over at Five Sisters, we are open for lunch service starting at 11 a.m. We'll be open all day, serving from our standard menu. We do not accept reservations. It is walk-in only. Our New Year's Eve feature is barbecue braised short ribs served over caramelized leek and Parmesan whipped potatoes, finished with grilled lobster tail and sautéed green beans. I love the lobster. I feel like everybody does it every New Year's, and it makes me so happy.
I love lobster.
Very Florida.
Love lobster.
I love lobster.
Love it.
Love it.
Lobster.
Over at Angelina's, we are open for dinner service only. We have seatings at 5, 7, and 9. We have a standard menu being served for the evening. It is reservations only. We also have a special feature dish, which is a wood-fired 8-ounce filet mignon served with whipped Parmesan potatoes, Chianti, and wild mushrooms. And again, it is reservations only, so just give the restaurant a call, 850-542-8398, or you can make a reservation online.
Always handy.
Yes, it is. In addition to that, again, New Year's grab and go. If you wanted to do that.
Just a reminder.
Smoked
don't
brisket,
wait.
Collard greens, black-eyed peas, cornbread, $45 for 6 people.
Yum.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
That's what we've got going on for the holidays.
For holidays. Oh, and don't forget, we also have the gift shop. Everybody can go to the tackle shop and do some shopping at Fish House.
Yep.
Thank you, Jenna.
I actually am in love with this beautiful mug.
Which one?
The
Lena Kritz.
Yeah, they're so cute.
She does the best artwork for our gift shop. It is so pretty. And Jenna is right. Thank you for
the comment. Any gifts needed for Christmas, we've got you covered. Come in, get a gift card. They are universal. So if you get one for Fish House, you can use it at any Great Southern restaurant. You can get it online. You can get it shipped to your family somewhere. We do ship all around the U.S. Or you can come into our gift shop, get yourself a nice T-shirt or a coffee mug.
There's
like
a lot
Jenna.
Of fun gifts.
Yeah,
there's
that's a like lot amazing.
Of fun little, you know, even unique trinkety gifts in there,
there
too.
Are.
Jewelry. There's like some jewelry in there made out of oysters, which is so cool that I eye every time I go down
and
there.
Things. Yeah, it's always, especially if you're going to go for lunch one day and take your picture, do a little Christmas shopping for your kids' teachers.
Oh, yeah.
That Let me tell you something. One. Those teachers, they probably need to go out to Angelina's one night.
Yeah.
They do enough. So
That's
something
true.
A little different.
They deserve it.
Yes, they do.
And then also, we have a couple minutes left. Do we have Wine Down Wednesday and Wing Wednesday today still?
Absolutely.
We do.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
And is Five Sisters still doing Sunday brunch?
We are, and we still have our jazz band every Sunday. Kurt Bull and his quartet play. It is a good time.
It's always a good time.
It
feels like that to me is Christmas. In fact, did I ever share with you? Let me share real quick, if it's okay. We have a couple of minutes.
Please.
Yeah.
One of my fondest memories of my dad before he passed away was going to Five Sisters for brunch, Sunday brunch.
Oh
yeah. He was a jazz musician. He played the saxophone and bass guitar. And actually it was the last Christmas we spent with him was... we went to Five Sisters for brunch that weekend, and he just loved it, and he got chicken and waffles, and it was so much fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's one of my favorite memories. So it really does, like, it brings up really good things, especially this time of year. It makes
me
happy to go to Five Sisters. We try to go every year right around Christmas. In fact, I think we do go every year now, especially on Wednesdays for wings.
Wing Wednesday.
It's a win-win.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you
for
letting
sharing,
me share
Jenna.
That. Absolutely.
That's such a good little thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Love
so
that.
We've got a lot going on downtown. Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What is Meatloaf Monday?
Meatloaf Monday, $5. It's meatloaf, green beans, mashed potatoes. It is dine-in only for $5 every Monday.
That's amazing.
And it is so good.
It is so good. It is one of the best days over at Five Sisters Blues Cafe starting at 5 p.m. $5, meatloaf, green beans,
brighten up your Monday
potatoes.
With a little meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good deal.
It is.
What is this life that I haven't been living?
I feel like we've talked about this. We've got Meatloaf Monday, Taco Tuesday, and Wing Wednesday over at Five Sisters every single week.
My mouth is watering so much right now.
And then Jackson's also has their promos, Taylor.
Maine Lobster Monday, Primetime Tuesday, and Wine Down Wednesday.
That's right.
And over at Angelina's, we do Aperitivo Hour Monday through Saturday, which is half-price drinks at the bar, 4 to 6. And then we have Tuscan Tuesday, which is $25 for a bottle of wine and any pizza every Tuesday. Such a great deal at all of our
Cannot
restaurants.
Cannot go wrong.
There's so many different things to do. Go online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. We have a minute left, so I want to ask you, what is your favorite holiday food? It doesn't even have to be food. It could be like a drink, too.
Ooh.
So much to choose. I know.
Well, see, I love Thanksgiving.
I do, too. I love Thanksgiving food.
My mom makes, with the leftovers, it's tradition for my mom and I to do a Thanksgiving panini.
Yum.
And so I just had that, and it's like I've been looking forward to it all year.
Oh, see,
so,
I love that.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like I always go for ham. Christmas is ham.
Ham.
Christmas
I love
is
ham.
Ham.
Yes.
Christmas is ham.
That's it.
Christmas is ham.
I
it's
like
not
that's
turkey.
What we have
it's
every
ham.
Year. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Christmas
you do
isn't
turkey.
Jesus. It's ham.
It's no, ham.
Right.
Jesus and ham. That's what it's about.
That's what Christmas is all about.
I love that. Whenever I think of Christmas, I automatically like think of. Oreos?
What? Oreos? Do you do the dipped ones, like the dipped in white?
Do you put them out for Santa?
Oh, okay, that's Christmassy.
Yes. My dad worked at Nabisco. I'm not trying to bring
my
dad.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, Oreos. That's what I think. So, let's have Oreos and ham.
Yes. Let's do
it. On a panini.
Let's do it. I am down.
Oh, my gosh. Always a good time with you guys. Thank you so much, Taylor and Lauren, for hanging out. Go to GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. We've got an update coming up with Santa Rosa County, but let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark.
Pensacola City Council set to talk about the homeless issue again tonight. Story after Fox.